Welcome. For the rest of you, welcome back to another edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm your host of this program on alternative medicine. Tonight's topic of discussion is on possibly the most frustrating chronic illness that affects Americans, allergies. You know, the timing couldn't have been any better as the national media have focused quite a bit of attention on this frustrating illness. And better still, we have a special guest joining us. My patient Valerie will share her frustrating struggle with chronic allergies and sinus infections and what she did to heal herself naturally. Tonight we discuss eliminating allergies and sinus infections naturally, forever. Let me take a few minutes to mention upcoming topics next. Next week, our topic is on the latest mysterious illness that appears to be sweeping America, the debilitating fibromyalgia syndrome. Tune in to learn what fibromyalgia is, how debilitating it can be, and really how many people are affected by it, why conventional medicine offers no hope for cure, and the many natural alternatives you can use to help yourself simply. Again, as always, I have a special guest joining me to tell you what she did to beat this debilitating illness simply and quickly. Then 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be discussing another mysterious and debilitating illness that is striking Americans, chronic fatigue syndrome. You've heard of chronic fatigue syndrome before. That's what your sister has, or you heard your cousin or coworker had. Tune in to learn what chronic fatigue syndrome is, how many people have it, how debilitating it can be, and again, why conventional medicine offers no hope for cure, and what you can do to heal yourself naturally. Once again, next Sunday, fibromyalgia syndrome, then 2 Sundays from tonight, chronic fatigue syndrome. And I wanted you to be the first. This is brought to you by the leaders in the alternative medical field and health industry, Huckleberry Farms Health Food Store, where you find quality health foods and products at affordable prices. Qualitree International and Rejuvena, producing quality skincare products to repair damaged skin and prevent stretch marks. Enzymatic Therapy and Phytopharmaca Supplement Companies, producing quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Shoe Doctor, where you find the finest made-to-fit foot orthotic. The Light Body Reiki Center, taking healing to another level. The Back to Health Chiropractic Center in Kailua, the chiropractic neurologist. And the Island Wellness Center, specializing in the treatment of chronic illness. Let's take an important sponsorship break with our friends from Enzymatic Therapy, Qualitree, and Huckleberry Farms.
Dr. Uchida of Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a doctor of naturopathic medicine and has been in private practice for the past 12 years. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine, and you may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office located at 615 P.E. Koi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96814. And the phone number is 589-1955. That's 589-1955. Or you may email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
Look for Rejuvena and Qualitree skincare products at most Long's drugstores, all Vim and Vigor stores, The Source in Kailua, and other local natural food stores throughout Hawaii. Or call 1-800-941-9343 for a retailer near you. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. For those of you who suffer from chronic allergies and sinus infections, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about frustration, inconvenience, embarrassment, avoidance, congestion, fogginess, and just feeling junk. Tonight we're discussing chronic allergies. The symptoms of allergies are quite common, such as sinus congestion and runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, sore throat, chronic sinus infections, asthma, chronic eczema, and hives. However, there are other symptoms that are not typically associated with allergies, yet they are symptoms of allergies. These are chronic headaches, chronic migraine headaches, chronic gas, bloating, and diarrhea, cognitive dysfunction such as poor memory, fatigue, depression, difficulty in concentrating, joint pain and swelling, and hyperactivity. And in infants and children, symptoms of allergies are a colicky baby, chronic ear infections, asthma, chronic sore throats, and upper respiratory infections. The National Institutes for Health estimates that up to 50 million Americans suffer from chronic allergies, and sinus problems. And I've read a few other articles that estimate that possibly up to 90% of all Americans suffer from allergy problems. The congestion, the symptoms of allergy is the result of the body's immune system eliminating the allergen from the body. The congestion, watery eyes, and phlegm in the lungs is one way the immune system eliminates foreign invaders from within the human body by flooding the area with fluid and flushing the foreign invaders away. The eczema, which is skin tissue destruction, eczema is the result of the immune system actually destroying a foreign body in the skin and escorting it out of the body. Again, the symptoms of allergy is the result of the body's immune system eliminating the allergen from the body. So in actuality, the sinus congestion, asthma, running nose, and eczema are not necessarily bad because the body is eliminating a foreign invader. The process in which the immune system eliminates these foreign invaders, which creates the symptoms, make it feel bad. Allergy medications such as corticosteroids and antihistamines work by trying to stop this immune system response. The hope is that if the immune system is not allowed to do its job, the symptoms of elimination will be lessened but not prevented, and only works to a small degree. However, wouldn't it make more sense to prevent and stop the foreign invader or allergen from entering the bloodstream and body in the first place? Sure it does, because if the allergen never gets into the body, there is nothing the immune system needs to react to. So how do these allergens or foreign invaders, also known as antigens, get inside of the body in the first place? Let's talk about the protective lining that prevents larger than normal particles from entering into the bloodstream and body, where they trigger the immune system into action. The immune system response eliminates the allergen or antigen which causes the symptoms of allergy. This protective lining is called the mucous membrane. The mucous membrane tissue is a thin, porous barrier that's only several cell layers thick and lines the nasal cavity, mouth, throat, and intestines. The mucous membrane acts like a protective net, as in fish net. This netting allows oxygen, water, and digested food particles to enter through its tiny net holes into the body, where they keep the body healthy. The mucous membrane net also prevents larger materials such as dust, pollen, mold, partially digested food particles like food protein and carbohydrates, and synthetic chemicals from entering and thus preventing illness. The key to understanding how chronic allergy symptoms are caused, one must understand the mucous membrane lining. Because the mucous membrane lining protects the delicate inside body from the harsh outside world, physiologists consider the mucous membrane tube, the sinus cavity, mouth, throat, stomach, and intestines, as still being outside of the body. Remember, the healthy mucous membrane prevents allergens from entering into the body. So how do allergens or antigens get past the mucous membrane into the body? Allergens enter through the mucous membrane lining when it has large holes. Holes develop in the mucous membrane lining of the sinus cavity and lungs from chronic wear and tear. The wear and tear develops from the chronic fluid elimination through chronic runny nose and phlegm production, which erodes the thin tissue lining, causing pukas for foreign invaders to dance through. Steroid medications also destroy the lining, creating easy access for foreign invaders. So how do you fix these holes in the mucous membranes of the sinus cavity and lungs? Have you heard of the phrase, time heals all wounds? This is true for the sinus cavity and lungs. You need to give the sinus and lungs a break from releasing fluid through them. A break from fluid elimination of a few weeks to a few months gives the human body time to repair the holes in the mucous membrane lining. We can stop the fluid elimination through the sinus and lungs by fixing the area that causes the most problems and is also the area that is the easiest to fix. This is the mucous membrane lining in the digestive tract. By preventing foreign particles from entering the body in large scale through the digestive tract, the numbers of antigens are greatly reduced, decreasing the need for the immune system to react, minimizing allergy symptoms. The digestive tract is typically the area of large-scale breakdown in the protective mucous membrane lining. The mucous membrane lining in the intestines is thicker than in the sinus and lungs. It also has a protective barrier of bacteria that both breaks down food into smaller molecules and mends the lining when holes develop. Antibiotics and steroids are known destroyers of the intestinal mucous membrane lining because they kill the essential and protective intestinal bacteria, which result in a weakened mucous membrane lining. If the number of intestinal bacteria is decreased, the digestive process is weakened, creating more partially digested food particles. The increased number of partially digested food particles can easily float through the weakened protective mucous membrane lining and create multiple problems for the immune system and chronic allergy symptoms. When addressing an individual with chronic allergies, one needs to treat three areas. First, rebuild the digestive tract by first eliminating the organisms that typically take the place of the ousted intestinal bacteria. This is typically yeast, also known as candida, fungus, or mold. Secondly, then you need to add back the good bacteria. The proflora is essential in maintaining a healthy, thick, and full mucous membrane lining and is required for complete digestion of foods. Third, you must eliminate, first detect, and then eliminate potential food allergens. Why is addressing food allergies essential? Because during the immune response of, let's say, an allergic reaction to crab protein, the first initial reaction to the crab protein occurred because the crab protein was partially digested and larger than it should be. The immune system not only works at getting rid of it by flushing it out of the body and or dissolving it and creating an inflammatory response, but the immune system thinks ahead toward the future and creates hundreds of millions of security guards that are programmed to watch out for, hunt down, and eliminate only crab protein, no matter what size the particle is, whether it's normal size or large. That's why when people have a severe allergy to a food, they can react almost instantly. These security guards are called antibodies. The only way the antibody numbers can go down to zero is with time. Time heals all wounds. It takes time for the number of antibodies to drift down to zero, usually between 3 to 15 months on average. However, if the antibody levels are not down to zero and the food is eaten again, the antibody levels go back up and you become more sensitive. Basically, the only way to correct a food allergy is to first get the antibody levels down to zero and fix the weakened digestive tract to ensure complete digestion of foods. So how do you know if your digestive tract is weak? The physiology books say that there are 7 surefire symptoms that indicate a weakened and malfunctioning digestive tract. They are chronic bloating, belching, nausea, intermittent diarrhea, constipation, heartburn, and reflux. All 7 don't need to be present at the same time. However, if two or more are a chronic problem, there is a digestive weakness. Why is heartburn a sign of digestive weakness? Increased stomach acids is not the only thing that can cause heartburn. Heartburn can also develop if acids sit in the stomach too long. This occurs if the small intestine is slow to digest and process its food, delaying the assembly line-like process and causing the food and acid to sit in the stomach too long and possibly backing up into the esophagus, causing the symptoms of heartburn and reflux. Well, enough about theory. Let's talk about a real-life case. At this time, I'd like to introduce my patient, Valerie, onto the program. Valerie, thank you for coming on and sharing your story tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Valerie, when you came in to see me about 5 months ago, you were quite sick and needed a change of therapy. Would you tell the audience just how sick you were and what symptoms you were suffering from?
I had sinus infections. It was actually chronic sinuses, which meant that I would get a sinus infection, which would take about a week to clear, and then within a week again, it would start to come back. And this was kind of much on a regular basis.
How long was that going on for you?
For a couple of years.
So basically we were just sick most of the time.
Right. It was just getting worse. Each month it was getting worse.
The the sinus infection was more severe and it took longer to get well?
Right. Yeah, and then other things were starting to pop up, like the heartburn and the nausea and actually vomiting, too.
Ah, okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the heartburn? Was that, when you say heartburn, some people have heartburn every now and then and it's not a big deal. How often was the heartburn coming on for you?
Kind of like at night.
At night?
Yeah.
Every night?
Not every night, but it was kind of constant.
Constant.
Yeah.
Throughout the day or just mainly at night?
I think mainly at night.
Okay. And you mentioned nausea and vomiting.
Right.
To have nausea every now and then is I guess, quite common. Let's say it's normal if you have nausea once every couple of months or so. But how often were you feeling nauseated?
Oh, every time I got the sinus headache.
Every time you had the sinus headache,
right.
Which was every week.
Right.
Pretty much. Okay. And vomiting?
See, that had just started happening, too, like maybe a few months before I came to see you.
Okay. And you were vomiting about how often?
A couple of times when I would have the headache.
Okay. All right. And you also mentioned to me when you came in to see me that you were suffering from fatigue. Could you explain how bad the fatigue was?
Well, just tired all the time and not having any kind of motivation to do anything because you just don't feel well and you're just not feeling up to par or feeling like you want to start any kind of project.
Mm-hmm. So you knew that was not right, that feeling for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And you also mentioned that you had bad PMS symptoms.
Yeah.
Why did you laugh?
They're not fun.
Okay. Would you care to explain what you mean by bad PMS symptoms and how long you had them and how did they affect you?
Well, I would get real sensitive a couple of days before I got my period, but I always would have a migraine headache with my period or right before it and then sometimes within it too. And then I had cramping, and just the flow was really heavy all
mm-hmm.
the time.
The cramping was pretty severe.
Mm-hmm.
And how long was this going on for you with these bad PMS symptoms?
For kind of a long time.
Years?
Yeah.
Okay. You also mentioned that you were suffering from anxiety. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I would get nervous. How's that? I'd get nervous a lot and just feel like I couldn't handle, like if a problem would come up, it would be kind of really tough for me to handle it.
Uh-huh. So you're having difficulty coping, I guess, with stress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have anxiety attacks itself where... You just couldn't, it just, basically what, I guess what is so severe about anxiety attacks is that it stops you in your tracks, basically. You can't function.
Well, I'd have it where, like, my heart would beat really hard.
Palpitations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. No fainting, though?
No.
Okay. And you were also feeling a little depressed.
Right, yeah.
Why would that be?
Well...
Or how did it affect you?
Of feeling depressed because I couldn't get well too, you know, and just not like feeling like everything was out of control.
Uh-huh.
So that was a big part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I realized that was a symptom of the allergies and the sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much attribute it to just not being able to get over this and having to just deal with it every day.
The illness and the frustration
right.
of the illness every
mm-hmm.
day. Okay, because that's going to be a key because I want to talk about that a little bit later because, you don't have depression now. You don't feel like you do.
No.
Okay. Also, you mentioned that you had chronic yeast infections.
Right.
Would you explain that a little bit?
Well, it wasn't like really, really bad and heavy, but it was pretty much constant where it would be kind of a clear kind of a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm. But it was ongoing for you?
Yes.
Over many years?
For a couple of years.
Okay. And one thing that you, I guess, intimated to me that was quite difficult for you was that over the last... I guess a few years or so, you were noticing that you were having difficulty in concentrating, your memory was getting worse, and you're finding it hard to
get motivated.
Right. It's like you get foggy, especially when you get a sinus infection, you know, and you have the headache, and of course, and you really feel fogged, where you can't see through anything, and it's hard to concentrate, and so pretty much it was that, and just even at work, it was hard to concentrate on projects that I had to get done.
Okay. For the listening audience that doesn't suffer from chronic allergies, can you kind of explain how the sinus congestion makes life difficult? Because I know you've kind of talked about it a little bit. You feel foggy, difficult to think straight. You just don't feel well.
Right, and you miss out on a lot of functions and events and things going on in your life because you just don't feel well, you know. You have this headache, which for me would last at least 12 hours. And that was really bad because it was hard to concentrate, and it was hard to do little things like, you know, put a key inside a key lock or something that I wasn't really, you know, used to. And it, something simple like that would take a long time for me to do. So my friends would get upset with me, you know, because, you know, I don't feel well, I'm not going to go, you know, what? Again?
Yeah. So that happened for you quite a bit, I guess, you're saying. It really, I guess the allergies, chronic sinus infections just affected your whole life in general.
Definitely. I felt like it was controlling me and my life, and I really didn't have much of a life.
Okay. How many doctors did you see for your chronic allergies and sinus infections, and what treatment did you receive from them?
Well, I had seen two doctors that were general practitioners, and they, one of them was a definite, you know, would prescribe antibiotics every time. And in fact, he would give me antibiotics for it, so I wouldn't have to pay for it.
Okay.
And the
samples.
Right.
Okay.
And the nasal corticosteroids. And then they would also prescribe like Claritin or Allegra to take to dry out the congestion.
Okay.
And those, the nasal sprays and the Allegra and Claritin, I was supposed to take every day for like the rest of my life.
Wow. Okay. So basically they were kind of letting you know that you would have to take these medications the rest of your life. But at the same time, were you getting better with the treatment?
When you take them, it will clear your sinus problem, but it doesn't cure it, and it's going to come back like it did for me. It would come back within the next week, and it would be you know, allergies that would trigger it, like if I had a glass of wine and then the next morning I'd wake up and I'd feel really terrible, and I'd feel all congested, and so then it'd start all over again.
So, and you mentioned also that your symptoms were actually getting worse over that time, too.
Right.
Okay.
Why did you decide to seek naturopathic medical care at that point?
Well, first of all, I ran across a book in the bookstore called Sinus Survival by Robert Iskar. And he talked pretty much about the same kind of program and treatment that you have. And it was a definite eye-opener for me. And I, you know, would read that book constantly, just getting all the information I could get out of it. But even in his program, he actually recommended that you go through a doctor's supervision, because it's not easy to kill candida, and sinuses are not a quick fix. It does take a few months to clear out of your system. So, and then I had talked with my friend that we'd go walking, and I'd tell her about this great book I'm reading, and so she told me about a lecture that she had seen with you, and about how you could, you've had 100% success in curing the candida. And so, you know, and I was like, that's it for me, I'm calling. And so I did.
Thanks for putting me on the spot. 100% success rate, my God. Okay, but at least we have a good ending in this story anyway. But Doctor... Did you say Dr. Iskar?
Right.
Is he a medical doctor?
He was a medical doctor, and he suffered from sinuses, and he had the same kind of, when he went to his doctor, would tell him the very same thing. You know, you have allergies, you just have to live with it, here, take this pill the rest of the day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wasn't satisfied with it, and so he did research, and he actually went out of the conventional medicines and went into holistic type of medicines.
Ah, another defector. Yeah, very good, though, because he understands. I guess he's better, and he's probably helped hundreds of people get well also.
Mm-hmm.
After the first office visit with me, what were your thoughts about the treatment? Basically, when I told you that we needed to fix the digestive tract, eliminate the candida, and address the food allergies, what was your thoughts of your prospects for recovery?
Well, at least there was hope, you know, because just explaining everything the way that you've done to understand how your sinuses are affected, how the candida works and how it gets out into your bloodstream and your allergies are caused was an eye-opener again for me too. And so, you know, and then here you have this program that can actually help you with it as long as you follow it. You know, you can't cheat and you can't do what you want to do or like what you used to do, and you have to reprogram your whole way of thinking. And it's a little, you know, tough at first, but then everything starts to fall in place and then you really start liking it.
Very good. We'll talk about liking the treatment in a little while. But would you tell the audience what treatment I put you on?
Well, the diet is eliminating all sugar, all wheat products, and all dairy products, and then all highly allergic foods, along with the supplements to kill the candida and to boost my immune system and to put the good bacteria back into my intestine.
Very well said. Also, other things that we're doing along with or other foods that we're eliminating are that are chronic or high allergens in America are soy, tomatoes, eggplants, bell peppers, mushrooms, yeast, corn, vinegar, simple carbohydrates, the sugars that you mentioned, which are the key, because the sugars are used, eliminated because we need to get rid of the candida. And if we keep the sugars in, the candida won't leave because they grow so rapidly. So no matter what medications or natural supplements you're given, it won't be able to overcome the rate of return that the sugar will provide them as opposed to killing them off with the medications or supplements. So we have to do those basically three things all at one time to get improvement. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight, my patient Valerie is sharing her story of struggling through many years of battling chronic allergies and sinus infections and how she eliminated them. So, Valerie, after you started the treatment with me, what results did you receive after 2 weeks or so?
Well, I started feeling better right away, which was really wonderful because I hadn't felt that good in a long time. So, like, the first 2 weeks, you kind of go through what's called like a die-off phase,
mm-hmm.
because the candida is actually dying inside you,
mm-hmm.
and it has all these toxins that it releases, and so you don't feel that great the first couple of weeks, and I did have like sinus infections during that time. But after that, then I stopped having, you know, sinus headaches, which was wonderful, believe me.
Uh-huh.
You know, and not getting sick and feeling a lot more energetic and able to wake up without a problem and, you know, sleep better at night. My concentration was better.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned that I forgot to talk about earlier that you had trouble swallowing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And did the trouble swallowing and the heartburn disappear at that point?
Yeah, they all did.
Mm-hmm. And the nausea, vomiting, depression, anxiety?
Absolutely.
All disappeared after just a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Very good. And this is not set up, too. So after being on the treatment for about 2 weeks or so and making so much progress, what were your thoughts at that time? to the treatment that you were doing and your prospects for recovery?
Oh, exciting. I was really excited just to know that there was a cure for everything that I was going through. And it helps me to stay on it, because even if something comes up and, you know, if they're eating pastries at work or they're having this really good luncheon, you know, with all the really good food that you would really like to eat, you know, and it's just like in the back of my mind, you know, is that I really want to get well more than I want to have that pastry, you know, and if I did eat that pastry, you know, I would get sick.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do that? Went off the diet, and then what happened?
Well, on Mother's Day, I did. My son took me out, and
okay,
I pretty much tried to stay with it, but we went to a restaurant that was kind of rich in cream sauces, and desserts were given to us because it was Mother's Day. And,
yeah. You can't turn it down, right? Because it is Mother's Day, and your son took you out.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that, after you ate the desserts?
Well, I didn't get sick, like, right away, but with, like, in a couple of days, I got pretty much a full-blown sinus infection that lasted, like, a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so typically I do warn my patients not to go off the diet, because when you do, when you're in the middle of the program, the symptoms come back with a vengeance, which it did for Valerie. Why don't we take this time for a very important sponsorship break with our friends from Qualitree, the Shoe Doctor, and the Light Body Reiki Center. Number three for a retailer near you. Welcome back. My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. Tonight, my patient Valerie is sharing her story of struggling through many years of battling chronic allergies and sinus infections and how she eliminated them. If you have a question about allergies or a question for Valerie, call 524-1080. So, Valerie, the audience is probably wondering, how are you feeling today?
Oh, pretty good. Much better.
Much better. When you say pretty good, what do you mean by that?
I feel normal.
And I guess for you, that's a great improvement.
Definitely. I mean, it sounds really lame to say, well, I feel normal, and that's a great thing. But when you've had sinuses for as long and as harsh as I've had, it does feel really great to wake up every day and not feel congested and not have sinus headaches and just feeling good.
Very good. We have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and take that call. Hi, this is Dr. Uchida and Valerie. You have a question for us?
Yeah, on a previous program, I heard you interviewing somebody with a similar condition, and you mentioned that the person could eat no fruit but papaya, and I was wondering if you could go into that, why, and all that sort of thing.
So that's true. We did eliminate fruit too also, right, Val?
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So the reason why we have to eliminate the fruit is because it's a simple carbohydrate. There's a lot of sugar in there, and the sugars will feed the candida. So the reason why I allow my patients to eat papaya and avocado, for one, has very little sugar and is more of a protein and fat. And typically, if the person doesn't have a problem with high fat and cholesterol levels, no problem eating the avocados, because most people do lose an amazing amount of weight on the program, because we're eliminating the foods that cause the weight gain in America, which is the simple carbohydrates. How many pounds did you lose on the program, Val?
36 pounds.
36 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, because you're not that big.
It just keeps coming off.
36 pounds. See, Val, you can't see her, but she's not that big. And you wouldn't have guessed that you were that heavy to begin with. I wouldn't have thought that you lost 36 pounds, but I guess you would wear clothes that would look good on you to begin.
Uh-huh.
Ah, very good. But the reason why papayas are allowed on a program is because papayas do have sugar in them, but they also have papain, an enzyme that's an irritant to candida. So I allow the papaya because, one, we're giving into the sugar, but we also have the enzymes that negate the sugar somewhat, because otherwise the program would be so difficult for people to do if I didn't allow them at least one fruit. So the papaya comes the closest. Pineapples have bromelain, but they also have way, way more sugar than papaya do. So that's why the papaya. And it's also easy to gauge, yeah? You eat one papaya a day, and no more than that.
And okay. What about I know it's not curing, but should a person, like, sleep with their head elevated or anything? Or?
Yeah, that always works best because that keeps the throat open, keeps the mouth and nose open so it doesn't kind of close on and maybe flap around, and that can cause snoring, like yeah. My wife knows, and drying out of the throat, which can cause chronic throat irritation and throat infections, also sinus problems, too. Good questions.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for your questions.
Okay.
So, Val, after you were on the program, I guess, for about 5 months, and with the progress you've made, what are your thoughts about conventional medicine compared to naturopathic medicine in the treatment of chronic sinus problems and chronic fatigue?
I kind of wonder what they're doing, you know, because they're prescribing medicines to you that are actually hurting you and
in the
not
long
getting
run.
You well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I guess they're choosing a quick, simple fix, hopefully, now, dealing with a symptom. And giving it up to long-term problems.
Right.
Yeah, which I guess if you have chronic allergies of many, many years, that's what has created that chronic problem.
Right.
Any further ideas or input on that?
About conventional medicine?
Conventional medicine.
Just that if you go into a conventional doctor and they're telling you that you have allergies and that you know, everybody has allergies and you just have to live with it and just take this pill every day. You don't have to live with that. You know, you can look around and there is an answer for the allergies. So, you know, you don't have to be satisfied for what they're telling you to do.
Hmm. Thank you. Has the treatment been hard for you to accomplish? And you know, most people look at the diet and they just go, oh my God, I can't do this. I can't give up sugar or fruits.
Yeah, I've had that comment. What? No sugar? There's no way. Actually, the sugar was the easiest part because once you stop having sugar in your diet, you'll stop craving it and it really won't bother you. I think it was a little difficult in the beginning because I had to relearn how to do everything as far as like you can't keep your food more than 24 hours, so if you make something you have to eat it or throw it out, and that was a little difficult for me to do because I don't like throw out money, so
no.
I just learned how to make smaller portions.
Right.
Or learned how to freeze it, you know, and it was difficult at first. Learning how to make foods differently than what I did. It takes more time preparing because you have to cut up your vegetables all the time.
Mm.
You can't, go get a pizza and pop it in the oven.
Right.
You know, and you can't stop at McDonald's anymore. So that part was just the adjustment in that. And I think the first month it was like a whole retraining for me. But then after a while, everything starts to fit in place, and then you really like the way you're eating, and you're feeling really good, and there's no problems that occur when you eat this way. And so it starts to become, a good habit forming in you.
Mm-hmm. And it got easier, I guess, to think that way in the foods that you are supposed to eat on the program.
Right.
And I guess you get into a routine with cooking them.
Right, yeah. Oh.
Okay. You mentioned you can't eat foods older than 24 hours. I wanted to kind of explain that. And the reason for that is when foods start to mold very fast, within actually hours, they will have mold developing on them. So after 24 hours, possibly maybe 48, if you feel the food that you eat, a lot of times they feel kind of slimy. And that's the mold that's growing on them. So that's why I don't allow my patients who are that we're treating digestive problems or candida or leaky gut to eat the mold, because as we're trying to get rid of them, you possibly could be adding them back into your body. So we want to avoid those types of problems from occurring in the first place. Would you tell the audience what you feel about how hard it has been for you to accomplish the program?
Well, no, it hasn't been that hard.
Oh, okay.
So it's just just the first initial month, I think, with going through the die-off phase, because, you know, when you're going through that and you really don't feel good and you're having all the depression and everything just, like, really hits you, too.
Depressed so, about what, the new diet?
No.
Of the die-off symptoms?
Yeah,
okay.
And, but then you start feeling better, and then it really isn't that difficult to do. It's just a retraining in your thinking and, mm-hmm. and learning how to read labels, which is one thing I really had to do, because everything you pick up, you better read the label and see if there's no soy or there's no sugar and no yeast or no vinegar, mm-hmm. you know, so you really have to watch your labels.
Isn't it amazing they sneak sugar into everything?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've heard you say that you like telling the story. What do you tell people? What do you mean by that?
Just because it's so exciting just to feel so much better, you know, and you start to see people who are suffering from allergies, and you start to see the symptoms and understand what they're going through, and knowing that, you know, they may have candida. And so, you know, it's fun to tell them about something that they can actually get well instead of having to have the allergies.
Right.
So,
Valerie, I can't believe we're at the end of the hour. Valerie, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story of frustration and struggle in living with chronic allergies and sinus infections and how you're beating it today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Please tune in next Sunday night as we discuss one of the most mysterious, painfully debilitating, and frustrating illnesses in America, fibromyalgia syndrome. Tune in to learn what fibromyalgia is, why conventional medicine offers no hope for cure, and hear another empowering story of how my patient Janet beat it simply and naturally next Sunday, unveiling the mystery of fibromyalgia. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by Huckleberry Farms, Koala Tree International, Rejuvena, Enzymatic Therapy, Phytopharmaca, The Shoe Doctor, the Back to Health Chiropractic Center in Kailua, and the Island Wellness Center. Please stay with us. Up next is Nutrition in You. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to being with you next Sunday. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108.